This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
As any experienced traveller would know, driving in another country can be a very daunting experience. Different road rules, different road signs. Sometimes it's on the other side of the road. Sometimes you can get hideously lost. Former Hope personality, recording artist and pastor Emma Mullings has packed up and moved from Sydney to Miami recently with her hubby Terrence and their four kids. And we're catching up with her each week in a segment I like to call Mama Miami. And I thought would be good to talk about surely one of the most daunting things about moving to the US, learning to drive on the other side of the road. But fearless Emma has already met that challenge head on. Hi, Emma.
Hello. How are you?
Good. Now, I was somewhat amazed that last week you said you have already got your Florida license. Were you planning to be driving so soon?
Absolutely not. I honestly thought it would be about 6 months.
Yeah.
Before I would dare to drive, because I did visit once years ago and I drove around the corner and I actually went around the corner into the wrong lane and that was it. I was like, no, not doing it.
Fair enough, too.
So I think everyone was relieved. No one wanted to get in the car with me anyway.
All right. Is it scary driving on the other side of the road? Like, we were in Germany last year, but I was way too chicken to get behind the wheel. Have you found it daunting?
I have found it daunting, but I think I honestly don't know how I did it. But I just thought I've just got to figure this out because we've got so much to get done, and I just have to be able to drive.
Yeah.
And like I would talk out loud to myself probably the first week actually, and it's only been 3 weeks. But I would talk out loud to myself saying, okay, stay right, stay right, stay on the right, stay on the right, stay on the right.
So I was doing that to my
that out loud the whole time.
I was doing that to my poor husband Emma when we were driving in Germany. I just kept saying, "Stay right." Are the road rules very different over there?
They are a little bit different. I'm actually not entirely sure how I passed the driving test because I didn't understand a lot of the questions. But the most unusual thing I find is at a four-way. In Australia, as you know, well, you should know, you stop and you give way to your right. When I say a four-way, like this, you know, a four stop sign.
Yeah,
here in America, it's whoever gets there first.
Oh, how confusing.
Which I find so strange because it's not the most polite culture where it's like, well, you got here first, I'll let you go. You know, people, aren't really that way inclined. So I find it so weird whenever there is a four-way and everyone stops and, yep, they're just going to go if you don't go. So, yeah, and it's like, well, what if you get there at the same time? Who's going to go first? I just feel like it's not really that well thought out, America.
Well, you can set them straight, Emma. Any other differences? But at least you don't have to do crazy Melbourne hook turns. I mean, that's the most illogical thing I've ever encountered driving anywhere in the world. Any other weird road rules over there?
There are a lot of U-turns. And in general, you can always go right on a red. And people are definitely, I guess, how would you say it, more passionate.
Okay.
after doing the test, the whole thing actually took 4 hours because there were a few components to it. I'm actually wondering, I'm assuming that people must drive here with no license because you would think most of the drivers, they definitely have not done that test.
Oh, really?
They just don't use blinkers. They drive very fast, very, very fast, but they don't use blinkers. I mean, you know how in Australia if you put your blinker on, someone will probably let you in. They don't do that. Like, absolutely not. It's just not a thing. And I did discover, the friendly wave that we do. People don't do that here. So if you put your hand up, they're probably going to think you're giving them a rude gesture and they're going to get very angry. I gave someone the wave and he thought I was doing something really rude because people just don't. Why would you wave? It's just not a thing. So he just assumed I was giving him a rude gesture and it wasn't very nice.
It sounds like it's not just the road rules but the whole attitude that is different. So how do you get in then? Say you put your blinker on and no one lets you in. Do you just have to push in?
People just push in. There are accidents everywhere. Honestly, Katrina, you'll see an accident every time you drive. Oh, they're just everywhere. I don't really understand why people are connecting the two. But, there's accidents absolutely everywhere, and it's not that surprising when you see how people drive.
I haven't actually felt unsafe yet, though. Sounds like you're handling it all pretty well.
Look, we had to drive. I mean, we're in the burbs, and we did drive to downtown Miami the other night, and my husband, Terrence, made me drive. Because I've just driven around, you know, where it's quieter. But he's like, you know, you need to figure out the freeways and this and that. And oh my goodness, I was so stressed. My neck muscle was so tight because I just gripped that steering wheel so tight the whole way. And the cars, just they come right up behind you and they don't let you in. It was actually very stressful. I feel like I'm still recovering from that experience.
That sounds a little traumatic, but it's probably improving your prayer life, Emma, right?
Instead of outwardly saying, stay right, I need to actually pray the whole way. But honestly, my neck is still tight from that. It's pretty stressful for me, but I'm hoping it'll calm down.
Yeah. You're a very brave woman, so... You know, you'll be right.
Look, just to clarify, the only reason I've gotten my license is because we do need to buy a car. We're still looking. That's a whole other story. But to actually get insurance on a car, you have to have a Florida license. So I've been forced into this situation.
we'll think of it as a leap of faith. Yeah. Oh, thanks for sharing, Emma. All the best with that. I hope you find a car soon as well.
Thank you.
That's Emma Mullings, our Mama Maya in Miami. You can see Terrence and Emma on the ACC three-part miniseries, Living and Launching with Terrence and Emma. And look, their church plan is also still in need of financial support. You can find out more at c3historymakers.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with life words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.